It's September 5th, 2005. Thanks for listening to this special New Orleans post-hurricane episode of The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music show where I play songs and or bands you might have otherwise missed.
The finest ingredients are right in the mix.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That song was called The Valleys of New Orleans. It was by the band The Vales. It's a young kid. He's the son of one of the guys from XTC. raised in New Zealand, moved back to London, formed the band The Vales, and there they go. The Vales right there, the Valleys of New Orleans. That song was from their album that came out last year called The Runaway Found. The Valleys of New Orleans. Pretty prescient song, given the week's events. Up next, the indie band The Silver Jews. Haven't put out anything in a while, but boy, aren't they good. Check out The Silver Jews with their song New Orleans. It's from their 1994 album, Starlight Walker. Check it out on The Sounds in My Head.
Smoke. Well, you can't say that my soul has died away. No, you can't say that my soul has died away. Oh, well, there's trouble in the hall, and trouble up the stairs, and trouble. Thank you.
natural disaster befell New Orleans. What has happened since is as bad or worse than what Mother Nature did. I saw Fox News on Wednesday, and people were here at this building, the convention center, saying, get us out of here, help us, help us. And now it's 48 hours after that, and the people are still here. None of them, as far as I know, not a single one has been bussed out of here.
I've heard you say during the course of this evening on a number of interviews, you just found out about it today. Don't you guys watch television? Don't you guys listen to the radio? Here we are, essentially 5 days after the storm hit, and you're talking about what's going to happen in the next couple of days. You guys do war games. To say, as the president did, well, we didn't know the dams were going to break, or we didn't know that the levees were going to break, is factually true. Of course, you didn't know it, but you could have assumed it. You could have made preparations for what would happen in the event that. Why didn't you?
He could have started planning on Saturday when the radar showed that a hurricane was going to hit the city. But Bush thinks that the jury is still out on weather forecasting.
When we first met Walter Maestri 3 years ago, he'd just run a kind of hurricane war game to help get ready for the real thing. Maestri is the chief emergency manager for the biggest suburb in New Orleans. The simulation envisioned almost everything that's happened to New Orleans this week.
Anybody who's here, anybody who's left under the scenario of this particular exercise is gone. We have 22, 24, 26 feet of water in the metropolitan area.
3 years ago, the Army Corps of Engineers asked the administration for $27 million to beef up hurricane protection around Lake Pontchartrain. The Bush administration slashed that request by over 80%. Congress restored a bit of it. The Corps asked for $78 million, partly to help drain floodwater out of the city. The Bush administration cut that request by more than half.
We're going to have every available resource to do everything that we can. We're going to take care of these victims. We're going to make it right. We're going to make absolutely certain that the devastation that has been wreaked upon these people is taken care of and that we get their lives back in order. Mr. Brown, some of these people are dead. They're beyond your help. Some of these people have died because they needed insulin and they couldn't get it. You say you were surprised by the fact that so many people didn't make it out. It's no surprise to anyone that you had at least 100,000 people in the city of New Orleans who are dirt poor, who don't have cars, who don't have access to public transportation, who don't have any way of getting out of the city simply because somebody says, you know, there's a Force 5 storm coming, you ought to get out.
67% of the residents of New Orleans are black. Nearly 30% of the residents live below the poverty line. Half of all children in Louisiana live in poverty.
Early in the week, two Newswire photos started showing up all over the net. One of them captioned, a young man walks through chest-deep floodwater after looting grocery store. And the other, two residents wade through chest-deep water after finding bread and water from a local grocery store. The pictures were nearly identical, except that the subject in the first photo, the supposed looter, was black, and the couple in the second, the finders, were white.
I hate the way they portray us in the media. If you see a black family, it says they're looting. See a white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know it's been 5 days because most of the people are black. And the way America is set up to help the poor, the black people, the less well off, as slow as possible. I mean, a lot of the people that could help are at war right now.
So many of these people, almost all of them that we see, are so poor and they are so black, and this is going to raise lots of questions.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Who was at your house with you?
My wife.
Where is she now?
Can't find her body. She gone.
You can't find your wife?
Oh, she told me, but she told me. I tried. I hold her hand tight like I could, and she told me, you can't hold me. She said, take care of the kids and the grandkids and my kids.
What's your wife's name, in case we can put this out there?
Tony Jackson.
Okay, and what's your name?
Hardy Jackson.
Where are you guys going?
We ain't got nowhere to go, nowhere I'm going. I'm lost. That's all I had. That's all I had.
stop the wrath of tired caravan. Hindustan, where the painted peacock proudly spread his fans. Hindustan, where the purple sun boy flies across the sand. Hindustan, where I met her and the world.
That right there was the New Orleans Ragtime Orchestra and their song Hindustan, which you can get on their Arhuli Records release, Creole Bells. I really like that song. I really like the New Orleans Ragtime Orchestra. If you liked it, you should check out that album. It's a great record to listen to when you're feeling sentimental about New Orleans. That's all I have to say about that. All right, finishing up this special post-hurricane episode of The Sounds of My Head is the Smoking Popes from their album The Party's Over, which was appropriately their last album. This is their version of the classic Stormy Weather. Look for links to everything I've talked about or you've heard in this episode of The Sounds in My Head, including links to where you can donate money to places that are trying to help fix what the administration and other government officials let happen. Smoking Popes, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head. Walk around.
sitting sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blinding every hope I had. This pittering, pattering, beating and splattering drives me mad. Oh, 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 this misery is just too much for me. Can't go.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Maple Leaf Rag by the New Orleans Ragtime Orchestra and New Orleans Instrumental No. 1 by REM. The music I'm talking over right now is Kid Koala's Roll Credits. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. We'll see you next week with an all-new episode.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.